Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Mark of Stars by Tessa Hale. Narrated by Aletha George. Chapter 1. I was swimming in a sea of black. The occasional spark of light passed me, but I couldn't seem to grasp it. Voices sounded from far away, through that thick, black liquid. But I couldn't seem to hold on to them either. The only thing I could hold on to was the pain. Everything hurt, as if I'd been lost at sea and battered against a rocky shore by the waves.
Luke, she needs you.
The voice was achingly familiar, yet I couldn't place it.
I'm here.
That voice was weary, a bone-deep fatigue lacing the tone. A hand pressed into my side. Warmth. So much warmth. More sparks lit in my sea of black. They danced and twisted in the inky water until they formed 5 balls of light. I tried moving towards them. I wasn't sure how I knew, but somehow I was sure they were my rescue.
She's moving. That has to be a good sign, right?
A different voice spoke those words. I let out a low moan.
Shit. Luke, can you pull more?
Anson. Some part of me recognized that those words had come from Anson's lips. I fought harder against the darkness.
I'm trying,
Lucas said. He was the one with the exhaustion in his voice. There was a tugging in my chest at the knowledge that he was struggling. I wanted to take away that fatigue and pain.
What the hell?
He whispered.
What?
Holden barked.
She's taking my pain and my fatigue. She's not even conscious,
Keen muttered. Lucas pulled his hands away from my side.
I've never heard of anything like it.
Someone nuzzled my neck.
Wake up, bro. It's time. We need you.
There was such sorrow in those words. They spurred me to fight harder. My eyes fluttered. The bright light hurt, burned. I squinted.
It's the light,
Keen called to Holden.
Turn it off.
The overhead lights flicked off, leaving only the sun coming in through partially drawn curtains. Anson cupped my cheek, leaning over me.
Bro, you with us?
Hi, I croaked. Lucas pushed in on my other side, holding up a cup and a straw.
Take a little drink. It should help your throat.
I took a sip. The cool water was the best thing I'd ever tasted. Just as I was about to gulp more down, Lucas pulled the cup away.
Give your stomach a chance to adjust. You've been out a long time.
I blinked again. Out a long time. Memories slammed into me. Images I'd never forget burned into my brain. I struggled to sit up. Vaughn? Tears pooled in my eyes.
It's okay,
Lucas said, trying to make me lie back down. Where's Vaughn? My breaths came faster and faster. Each one seemed to trip over the last as I struggled to breathe. Tears leaked from my eyes. There was a commotion. Someone shoved Anson aside and then Vaughn filled my vision. His inky black hair, ice blue eyes, and angular face. His hand slid into mine.
I'm here,
he gritted out. There was so much anger filling his expression. Rage. But I didn't give a damn. He was here. Are you real? It was the only thing I could think to ask. How did I know this wasn't another trick of the Black Sea that had held me captive? How did I know Vaughn was really alive? He sank down onto the bed, lifting my hand to his chest.
Feel my heart.
The steady beat against my palm was the best thing I'd ever felt. Tears slid down my cheeks. Vaughn wiped them away with his fingers.
What were you thinking?
There was a slight growl to his words.
Vaughn,
Keen warned. Vaughn shook his head.
You almost died.
My heart stuttered in my chest. I had to try. What I didn't say was that if Vaughn had died, a piece of me would have gone with him. A piece of all of us. This time there was no slightness to his growl.
Foolish. Back off,
Anson barked.
She's been through too much already.
He can tell me how he feels. I'm not going to break. Yet I wouldn't deny that his words hurt, for me and for him. That Vaughn didn't believe he was worth fighting for, worth saving. That he didn't believe I was strong enough to bring him back.
Promise me, you'll never do something like that again.
There was no question in Vaughn's words. They were an order. I looked into those eyes that had always made me feel less alone. They held a grief so similar to my own, and that pain was blazing now. Promise me, you won't almost die on me again, and I'll promise not to heal you. Those eyes hardened.
It wasn't my choice to get attacked by three wolves.
It was your choice to tell me to run.
And if you had, none of this would have been an issue.
And Vaughn would be dead. The thought had a vicious pain burning through my chest. You can't stop me from fighting for you. I shifted, trying to sit up, to be level with Vaughn. As I moved, a sharp pain lanced my hip. At my wince, Vaughn froze.
What is it?
My hip. I pulled the covers down. Someone had put me in my pajama pants and a t-shirt. I pulled the bottoms down slightly and I sucked in a breath as I took in the flesh there. It looked almost like a tattoo, yet not. It was carved into the skin, just to the side of my hip bone, almost like a brand. A star with five different points. One of the points was filled in. The rest were all empty spaces. What is this?
It's our bond mark,
Keen said softly. Our bond mark?
It appears as the bond is starting to form,
Lucas explained. I looked at Lucas. Why is only one part of the star filled in? He glanced across the bed to Vaughn, then back to me.
When you saved Vaughn, it bonded you two together. That connection is fully formed.
My gaze jumped to Vaughn. We're bonded? He dropped his hold on my hand and stood.
Only until I can figure out how to break it.
Chapter 2. The door slammed so hard the walls around it rattled. I stared at the place where Vaughn had been. Tears burned the back of my eyes, but I refused to let them fall. As I forced myself to look away from the door, my gaze caught on Holden. The pain in my chest intensified, and my tears fought harder to be released. The skin on my hip throbbed. The bond had started to form, but it was holding two members of it hostage. The image of Jasmine's lips meeting Holden's filled my mind. I squeezed my eyes shut, trying to force the picture from my mind. A hand linked with mine. A warm, soothing buzz flitting through me. My eyes opened, locking with Lucas. You don't have to do that. His mouth curved.
Just like you needed to try to save Vaughn, I need to do this.
I scanned his face, making note of the dark circles rimming his eyes. It's too much. You've been taking my pain while I slept, haven't you?
I needed to do something.
Anson sat down on the other side of the bed, taking my other hand.
You were unconscious, but you were writhing in pain.
How long was I out? My stomach rumbled as if to say too long.
I'll get you something to eat,
Holden said, without looking at me. He ducked out of the door before I could say anything at all.
A week,
Keen said as he lowered himself to the foot of the bed, his eyes glistening.
Thank you for what you did for Vaughn.
I leaned forward, my muscles protesting. I pulled my hand from Anson's and tugged Keen towards me. You don't have to thank me. I care about him. The words hurt to say. How often did I have to be the one who cared about someone who didn't care about me in return? Given away by my birth mother, cast aside by my adoptive parents, a boyfriend who couldn't be bothered to stick around while I was grieving my sister, and now this. Keen bent forward, his head resting on my side.
I've never been so scared. I thought we were going to lose you.
I ran my hands through his hair. I'm fine. My eyes shifted to Lucas. Aren't I? He lifted my hand to his lips and kissed my palm.
You healed yourself by the third day.
He lifted the hem of my shirt. Faint claw marks showed on my skin, but they looked as if they were years old, not days. I stared down at the marks. Sam? Anson tucked a strand of hair behind my ear.
He didn't make it. Neither did the other injured wolf.
Crispin, I whispered. As much as I wanted to throttle Sam for what he'd put us through, I hated that Crispin had lost his father. He was now alone in the world. I knew what that felt like, and it was the last thing I wanted for the sweet boy.
We're taking good care of him,
Lucas assured me, as if sensing my trail of thoughts.
He'll never feel alone. We aren't telling the young ones about Sam's betrayal.
Can I go see him? Lucas squeezed my hand.
As soon as you're on your feet, you need time to recover first.
I bit my lip and nodded. Sam said he wanted to take me to my father. A muscle in Anson's jaw ticked.
Vaughn told us.
Keen straightened to a sitting position.
I went through his phone and computer. The only thing we found was frequent calls to a burner cell. It wasn't stored under a name in his phone, and I wasn't able to trace it back to anyone.
I ran my fingertip along a seam in the quilt. Do you think he was telling the truth? That he wanted to take me to my father?
We don't know,
Keen said.
It's possible.
Luke's gaze shifted to the window.
Or he was taking you because he was paid to.
My eyes widened. Paid?
We found cash deposits in Sam's bank account, starting around the time you showed up.
Keen explained. Why would someone want me that badly? The guys eyed each other but didn't say a word. I pulled my hand from Lucas's and pushed myself up higher against the pillows. Start talking. I'm so damn sick of secrets. Lucas winced but nodded.
The strongest bonds are those of true mates. Our gifts will strengthen each other's. But those true connections are somewhat rare in our world. Some shifters just fall in love and want to bond with that person. In those cases, you still get some strength from the bond, just not as much as from a true mate.
So someone could still use some of my power if we bonded?
Yes.
But I would have to agree. Anson shook his head, eyes darkening.
It's archaic and majorly fucked up. But you can force a bond against someone's will.
What? Keen nodded.
It's painful to the wolf who's forced. It's a form of breaking their will, but it is possible.
Nausea swept through me. It was a form of rape in so many ways. And you think someone might want to do that to me? Lucas found my hand again.
You're very powerful. More powerful than we ever could have dreamed. That makes you a target.
Anson moved in closer to me.
We won't let anything happen to you. You are stuck with us as your permanent shadows from now on.
My permanent shadows, two of whom didn't even want anything to do with me. The burning sensation behind my eyes was back. This isn't going to work. Keen straightened.
What are you talking about?
Look around. Vaughn told me straight out he's going to try to break the bond. Holden couldn't get out of this room fast enough, not to mention the fact that he was kissing Jasmine the last time I saw him. Anson's eyes started to glow.
They are fools.
Not helping,
Lucas muttered. He brought his focus back to me.
It's an adjustment period for everyone. I know for a fact Holden doesn't want Jazz. I would feel it if he did. The only thing he's feeling right now is guilt.
I was supposed to feel relieved that Holden felt guilty? That I was some sort of messed up responsibility? Did you ever think I might want to be wanted just for being me? Not for some weird bond that is forcing you into this? Do you even like me? Not feel pulled to me, but actually like me? Anson cupped my face, leaning in close.
You saw through to the deepest parts of me from the first day we met. No one has ever called me on my shit like that. No one's ever seen how much I might be hurting, or what I was using to hide it. I'm falling for you, Ro. Not because of some bond, but because your heart is the most beautiful thing I've ever encountered. You're kind and strong, and so damn courageous it's terrifying. It's the greatest honor of my life to be yours.
I let out a shuddering breath. I wanted to believe those words, to hope that maybe Anson was falling for me because of who I was and not what I was. But it wasn't just Anson in this bond. There were four other guys, and not all of them felt that way. Chapter 3. The door opened and all the guys looked up. Holden stepped through, carrying a tray.
Got you some of that soup you liked, and a little fresh bread.
My fingers found the hem of the sheet, rubbing it between my fingers. Thanks. Lucas cleared his throat.
Why don't we grab some grub while Holden sits with Ro?
Anson stiffened.
I don't think...
Lucas cut him off with a look.
Let's go.
Anson turned back to me.
You gonna be okay? I can stay.
Go get some food. I'd have to face Holden at some point. Better to simply get it over with. Keen squeezed my leg.
Want me to bring you some dessert?
I forced a smile. Sure, that sounds good.
We'll be back soon,
Anson said. His words and glare pointed at Holden. Holden didn't react in any way. He didn't stare Anson down or tell him to back off. He simply took it. The guys headed for the door. Holden hovered, not moving to sit down, but not heading for the door either.
Does this look okay? Or did you want something else? I can get Jace to make you whatever you want.
No, this is good. It smelled amazing, and I wasn't sure my stomach could handle more than soup right now. How was I back here so soon, in Holden's bed being nursed back to health? I didn't reach for the bowl. I kept worrying the hem of the sheet between my fingers, waiting for Holden to say something. Anything.
I'll never forgive myself.
My head snapped up. For kissing Jasmine? Did it make him an asshole? Yes, but never forgiving himself seemed a little harsh. His deep blue eyes heated, turning brighter somehow.
For almost getting you and Vaughn killed.
My jaw slackened. That's not on you.
Isn't it?
No, it's on Sam and the other two wolves who attacked us. Holden's jaw worked back and forth as his molars ground together.
If I had stopped Jazz faster, you wouldn't have run,
and Sam would have grabbed me some other time. It was the simple truth. Sam would have had an opportunity at some point. There was plenty I was upset at Holden for, but the attack wasn't a part of it.
Are you honestly telling me that you're not mad at me?
Anger was certainly one of the emotions in the stew, but it wasn't the strongest. Hurt was what was invading every inch of my chest cavity and scratching at my heart.
I'm not saying that.
A muscle in his jaw ticked.
I'm sorry, I should have pushed her away faster.
Why didn't you? That was the first piece of information I needed. The how mattered some, but not nearly as much as the why. Holden ran a hand through his hair, beginning to pace.
I don't know. It surprised me, I think.
I scoffed. Shifters have super reflexes, don't they? His cheeks colored.
Yes, but that's not the kind of surprise I meant. It wasn't that she moved too fast. It's that I couldn't believe she was doing it. By the time I realized what was actually happening, it was too late.
I wasn't sure if I believed Holden, and that killed. I didn't know if there was a part of him that wanted Jasmine or not. I didn't know how he truly felt about me, either. As if he could read my mind, Holden swiveled back to face me.
I don't want her. I want you. You're all I think about.
You lied to me. That was what hurt the most. What helped breed the disbelief in Holden's words, that he'd lied before. He blinked a few times.
I lied?
You said there was no history between you and Jasmine, that you'd only been friends.
We have only been friends.
I sat up straighter in bed. I heard you guys. You've kissed.
Once. One kiss, that's it.
I don't kiss my friends. Holden let out an exasperated sigh. Anger lit inside me. Ridge is my friend. How would you feel if I went up and kissed him? It would just be once, so it's no big deal, right? I wouldn't have to tell you about it when you asked. Holden growled, prowling towards the bed.
That's different.
I asked you straight out if you had a history with Jazz. You said no. A little of the anger slipped out of Holden then.
I'm sorry. I should have told you everything. But I didn't want you to get in your head about Jazz when that kiss meant nothing. It was a mistake one night when I was upset about my dad.
He'd meant the words to reassure me, but they only made me more insecure. Even if Holden didn't want Jasmine in a romantic way, they'd had an intimacy of sorts, a closeness I wasn't sure I could compete with. I appreciate the apology. Holden's shoulder slumped.
But it's not enough.
I'm not saying that. I collapsed back against the pillows, trying to find the words I needed. These past few months have been a lot. He moved closer to the bed.
I know that. I'm sorry I've piled more on your shoulders when that's the last thing you need. I'll do whatever I can to make it up to you, I swear. You can trust me.
I bit the inside of my cheek to keep my tears at bay. I'm not sure this can work. Panic lit Holden's expression.
Don't say that.
We're a mess and we haven't even bonded. Maybe this 6-person bond is a mistake. You said there's never been another one in your pack. Maybe the mark means something else.
It doesn't. This is a gift from the fates. It's meant to be. We want it.
I met Holden's gaze. I'm not sure you do. And I'm not sure I can take the risk. It hurt too much when I saw the signs that not all of them might want this. Want me.
Rowan, please.
I shook my head, staring down at my hands. Just give me some time. Right now, I think I just need to be alone.
Take all the time you need. I'll be here waiting, whenever you're ready.
His footsteps sounded on the hardwood floors, the door opening and closing again. Then there was nothing but silence. I was completely alone. It should have been comforting. Alone was familiar. But now it hurt worse than anything I'd ever felt. Chapter 4. A soft knock sounded on the door. I forced myself to uncurl from the ball I was in and sat up. Come in. My voice sounded hoarse, the result of a serious crying jag and not using it for days before this. I wiped under my eyes but knew it was likely hopeless. My face was probably a tomato. Keen poked his head through the cracked door.
Can I come in?
Sure. It was a simple one-word answer, but inside, a battle was raging. I wanted nothing more than for him to hold me and tell me everything would be okay. But at the same time, I was scared to let myself lean on him, on any of them. He moved into the dimly lit space, taking me in.
Ro.
My name was pained. So much hurt in a single syllable. He strode towards the bed, then stopped just as he was about to sit.
Do you want me to leave?
I studied Keen's face. He, too, had dark circles rimming his eyes. Scruff dotted his jaw, and his hair was in messy disarray. I don't know. It was the honest truth. Every step I could possibly make had so much potential for pain.
Don't push me out because Holden messed up and my brother's being an asshole.
Guilt flooded me at his words. That was exactly what I was doing. Punishing Keen, Lucas, and Anson for someone else's actions. It made me lower than low. I looked up into those pain-filled eyes and admitted the truth. I'm scared. He moved then, sinking into the mattress and curving his body around mine.
I'm so sorry. I'm here. I always have been.
Keen was right. He had been a steady warmth from day one. He gave me the space to move at my own pace, but had always been there when I needed him. I turned in his arms so I could bury my face in his chest. I'm sorry. It's just all so much, and it hurts. Every time Vaughn walks away, Holden's lies, it makes me question everything. I know that's not fair to you, but I don't know how to stop it. Keen stroked a hand up and down my back.
I get it. I really do. Take all the time you need. Just don't lock us out while you do.
I'll try. Even though a voice in my head was screaming to run fast and far, I couldn't imagine leaving any of the guys behind. Not even Holden and Vaughn.
That's all we can ask.
Keen's lips skimmed over my hair.
You might not want to hear this, but Holden is beating himself up about what happened.
My fingers twisted in Keen's t-shirt. That's not what I want.
I don't know. I think he deserves a swift kick or two.
Maybe just one. Keen pulled me tighter against him.
Okay, one. Technically, it already happened. Anson gave him a nice shiner.
I jerked back. What? Keen winced.
None of us were exactly pleased with him, and you know Anson has a temper, especially when it comes to anyone hurting you.
I let my head fall back to Keen's chest. That's not helping anything, and definitely not what I would have wanted.
Luke reminded him as much, but Holden's actions have consequences, and none of them are good.
Keen was right. A relationship between two people was hard enough, but six? All the threads that wove together in that bond were easily knotted and tangled. Tug the wrong one, and everything would be twisted beyond repair. The only choice would be to sever the threads altogether. I tilted my face up to Keen. How do we do this? He brushed the hair away from my face.
We talk. We're honest.
He pressed his lips to my temple.
We're going to mess up. Every single one of us. We just need to do what we can to repair the hurt when it happens. Try to not make the same mistake twice.
Holden's trying to repair the hurt.
He is. He asked his father to move Jasmine and Kobe out of the lodge.
My eyes flared. He did?
Yep. They weren't thrilled about it, but Mason did it anyway.
Great. Just another reason for Jazz to hate me. Keen's hand trailed down my back to my hip.
I really do think she'll get over it. Holden has been pretty damn clear with her the past few days.
I hated the way my stomach twisted at his words. The knowledge that Jazz had been alone with Holden any number of times while I'd been unconscious. My one and only boyfriend cheated on me after...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?